Welcome to the Dentistries for Kids podcast. We're Angelina and Cameron, and we love candy. Do you all love candy? We've learned how to enjoy all the candy we want without getting cavities or getting in trouble with our dentist. Want to learn our magic? Join us to discover how to enjoy sweets and have nice, bright, clean, shiny white teeth. Let's go. Hello, everybody. This is the Dentistry for Kids podcast right now. This is Angelina, and today we're interviewing Dr. Racanelli. How are you doing today?
Hi, Angelina. Doing great today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. We're so great to have you, too. So I'm just going to introduce you real quick, and then we'll get started. Dr. Racanelli graduated from UPenn Dental School, or the University of Pennsylvania Dental School, after completing a dual degree accelerated seven-year program between Villanova and the University of Pennsylvania. After dental school, he pursued more training with a fellowship in oral maxillofacial surgery at the University of Pennsylvania and the general practice residency program at the Overlook Hospital in Summit, New Jersey. He opened his cosmetic and family dental practice in New York and has now moved to Las Vegas. He is a premier provider in the Invisalign orthodontic system and an active member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry and the ADA. We're so grateful to have you here today, and we were wondering what inspired you to focus on dentistry and more specifically on creating stunning smiles for all ages.
Great. Thanks, Angelina. Well, the first part of the question really comes back to when I was a kid. When I was in braces in high school, I felt like my orthodontist was an amazing guy who I really respected and was kind of a mentor. Mm-hmm. I came to my high school and did a career night and kind of gave us insight into dentistry. And that's really what spurred my interest from there. Mm-hmm. And I was at the time thinking medicine, thinking dentistry. I kind of wanted to be an architect when I was a kid. I always liked design and kind of the way things are built and put together. But the more I looked at it, I just really gravitated toward teeth and then just kind of went from there.
Oh, I see. Did you do a lot of shadowing when you were a child, or was it
a little bit? Not, I mean, most of my experiences were as a patient, from having my teeth cleaned and then being in braces from freshman to end of sophomore year of high school.
Oh, okay, I see. No, thank you so much for sharing. And could you share some of the most common dental issues you see in children and how parents can help prevent them?
That's a great question. I think kids really need to be worried about cavities. I mean, it's so much better today, your generation, than when we were kids, because I think we're so much more aware and healthy in general. Mm-hmm. But I see with my son, you have to really stress home care and being consistent and doing the right stuff every single day. And mm-hmm. then having the parents take him in to see the hygienist mm-hmm. two times a year, maybe three times a year. But, you know, if you miss areas and you don't do the right stuff and eat a lot of sugar, which luckily most kids don't, it can easily translate to cavities. So we want to do everything we can to stay healthy.
Oh, I see. Thank you so much. And I know a lot of people ask this question too. Do you know around how much of cavities are due to your oral hygiene and how much of it is due to like genetics?
That's such a great question that I don't even think we really have an answer to. Uh-huh. I get asked that all like, oh, I have bad teeth or soft teeth. And I think a lot of times people kind of rely on that as a bit of an excuse. And mm-hmm. it gives them an out when it's really more about what they do on mm-hmm. the day-to-day, their nutrition, their diet, their routine, going into dentists regularly. I think the genetics do play a part, but mm-hmm. we have a lot of control over our health. And that's what I stress to my patients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I see. No, yeah, thank you.
I was trying to put the responsibility back on them, because they can get healthy if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. No, thank you for sharing. And in your experience, what are some of the effective ways to make dental visits less intimidating for children?
Oh, that's really good. I mean, for us, I think it starts with the hygienist being really friendly and nice and actually enjoying the time with the kids. And I think a lot of it also comes down to the parents. If they're anxious or nervous from their experience as a kid, mm-hmm. they need to leave that out of the equation when they're talking to the kids, because they could very easily transfer that thought. And then the kids have sort of a built-in fear and anxiety that they don't really need to have. But I think if the office is warm and welcoming, the staff is nice and friendly, and you have a good experience where you don't hurt anybody, right? Hopefully that they build on that. And then each time they come in, it's easier and easier. There's really no reason to be afraid now. Like when I was a kid, I could see it being somewhat scary back then, but dentistry's come a long way.
No, yes. No, I can even tell from our conversation here how welcoming you are to your patients.
Yeah. So. Just like I am with you, this is how we are in the office with patients. And until you get that from your dad, too. I mean, you have As a doctor, as a provider, I'm the same. I try to be the same way all the time.
No, yes, no, that's great. No, thank you. And
You're
I
welcome.
guess, like, can you discuss the role of technology in dentistry and how it enhances some of the care that you provide?
Yeah, it definitely does. We're really lucky to have the stuff that we have, from digital x-rays, digital photos, scanning technology. I have a machine that makes crowns in the office in one day, so people don't have to come back for a second visit. Invisalign being largely computer driven, all of this stuff has really allowed us to do better, more consistent care, make a better experience for the patient. And it's only getting better and better with AI and all the things that are going to come out in the next, 5, 10, 15 years.
Oh no, yes, for sure. The technology, does it really mitigate the margin of error that you might have without it?
Still, it can't be garbage in, garbage out, right? You have to know how to use the machine. You have to have the basis and the foundation, but it does really make your life and the outcome way better, I think, if it's used appropriately in the right situation.
Oh, yes, for sure. No,
Right.
no, yeah.
No, that's a really good point.
No, 'cause like I don't know, technology just makes everything simpler nowadays. Like I don't know how it was before, but
Very different. I mean, we used to have film x-rays that were this big, right? Now I can blow up an x-ray and put it on a 55-inch monitor and show someone exactly where the cavity is, and they can see it and they can get it.
oh no, yes, it definitely makes it simpler. And I
Yeah.
guess like in your experience, as we age, like probably around the 15 to 25 range, what are some of the most popular cosmetic dental procedures among that age group, and what really drives their popularity?
Okay, I mean, we always get asked about teeth whitening. That's just kind of the general in any age, but I think more and more younger patients are asking about teeth whitening.
Really?
So that's a very relatively easy thing to do and to get a nice aesthetic result. I think when you combine the aesthetics and like the function, that's where orthodontics comes in. It's so important for so many kids to not only look good, but also have the teeth aligned properly, have a healthy bite, and it sets you up to be healthier over, the next 15 or 20 years. So I wouldn't call that cosmetic. I think it's both. Really, for younger patients, those are the main two. We don't want to have to do a lot of dentistry if we don't need to, right? I mean, occasionally we'll do some bonding, like close a space, but I want it to be very conservative, minimally invasive. I don't want to have to drill healthy teeth if I don't need to.
Oh no, I see.
Did I
And
answer your question?
yes, that answers it.
Okay.
And I guess like, do you know what age it is appropriate to start asking about like teeth whitening and that type of procedures?
There's no hard and fast rule as far as I know. I think late teens, like high school-ish age or older, is fair game to whiten. Whitening is so non-invasive and safe, so it's not really going to do anything that we'd be worried about. Yeah.
Okay, no, yeah. Thank you for addressing those concerns.
Sure.
And I guess like with the rise of social media, there's an increased pressure on young adults to have perfect smiles. So I was wondering, how do you address those expectations in your practice?
I really haven't been asked that question before or to answer. I would just try to take the pressure off the situation for the person. I mean, if they're healthy and they feel good, like that's what counts, not so much what's put out there. I think social media is great, but it can also be misapplied in a lot of ways. And like you said, there is a lot of external pressure that maybe shouldn't be there. And for someone who didn't grow up with it, it's kind of hard to truly get that, I think. So I don't know. I don't have anything else besides that, to be honest with you.
No, that's good. No, thank you for sharing your input. I think anything helps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. I think it all, I mean, what's going on at home, right? What's the relationship with the parents? Your how secure the person is in themselves. That's more than teeth. That's into life now.
Oh, I see. So I guess like for people who contemplate these type of procedures, like would you recommend that they just follow their heart and just whatever would help with their confidence, or
I think that's a great answer. It's important to be confident, and teeth carry a lot of that. When someone meets someone, teeth are the first thing they look at, eyes are the second thing. And I think the stat I read recently was 43 first impressions between eyes and teeth within like 11 seconds of meeting someone. So it's a really important thing, and I get it. and hopefully people aren't, but at the same time, hopefully they're not putting too much external pressure and desire to look a certain way.
No, I see. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And I guess like more pertaining to young adults, how do lifestyle factors like diet and oral hygiene habits affect the longevity and success of cosmetic dental treatments in young adults?
Great question. They affect it tremendously. You know, with dentistry, we're trying to, whatever we give to a patient in terms of what goes in their mouth, we're trying to have it fail at the least quick rate possible. So we want it to last the longest. Eventually, everything's going to need to be replaced, most likely. So how do you delay that? And that's home care, diet, nutrition, getting your teeth clean, doing the right stuff at home. And that affects what happens tremendously. I can do the best dentistry in the world, but if the person doesn't upkeep and doesn't do the right stuff, it's not going to last.
Oh, no, yes, for sure. And I guess, like, what are some of the, I know you mentioned it very broadly. What are some of the specifics to keep to maintaining this oral care?
Specific things that people should do:
Yes.
brush at least twice a day, floss every night, and floss properly with actual floss instead of the little picks. Learn the technique of kind of massaging, getting in between the teeth and like hugging the teeth and getting under the gum line. Maybe using some rinse for fluoride, like ACT, if they're prone to cavities. We use a great rinse in the office called Auracare, which is awesome too. Wearing a night guard, wearing a retainer if there's clenching, if there's post ortho. Seeing the hygienist twice a year, like clockwork, so every 6 months for most people in that age range. If you put that together, combined with minimizing sugar and having a good diet, being aware of acidity, not biting on pen caps or chewing ice. There's all these things that we can do that can damage teeth, right? So if we think about all those risk factors and try to eliminate them, on the for most people, they're going to be healthy long term.
Oh, okay. No, thank you. And then I guess like another thing I just thought of is acidity, like you mentioned. When you're drinking acidic drinks, is it better to pair it up with food to mitigate it or?
Pairing up with food is good. And also, what's not good is sipping it repeatedly throughout the day. So, I'm not going to say don't have soda, right? I have soda every once in a while, but have it. Try to have some water or have some food. Don't brush your teeth right away, but don't have it. Take a sip, wait 10 minutes, take another sip, and keep doing that because you never let the pH rebound back to more of that neutral state. It's always staying in the acidity because it's constantly being hit with the acid from the soda. So, and I tell this to patients all the time, just have whatever you're going to have, but don't try to keep it clean after and don't sip it throughout the day.
I see. No, thank you for that great advice. I think that's definitely something that I didn't learn about until I forgot who told me, but
It might have been your father, because that's something that we learned like in dental school in day one, and that always stuck with me because I never was never exposed to that concept before. We learned it in school, and it's a real thing because you never let the teeth get to the point where the acidity goes away. It's always constantly being rebounded.
Oh,
So,
no, for sure. Yeah, 'cause like I know for me before I found that out, I didn't even know that you were supposed to pair it up with something or you just like I thought like sipping it versus drinking all at once didn't matter. So
I mean, I think we all need to drink a lot of water, be hydrated and stay that way. So water really does help a lot after having, you know, sugar, acidity, coffee, even things with stain. So, yeah. And one thing I didn't mention, I think an electric toothbrush is huge. I use Sonicare personally. Oral-B is really good, but it's a definite upgrade versus the old school manual toothbrush.
Oh, does it get more in there?
I
And
think so. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I guess like when young adults or are considering cosmetic dental procedures, what are some of the key factors they should consider when choosing a dentist or a dental practice?
Well, great question. I mean, you want someone who does that type of work and knows what they're doing. And it's very easy to figure that out, I think, by reading reviews and talking to people and researching. Everyone, not everyone, it's just common to say, I do cosmetics now because it's so prevalent with social media and being out there, but not everybody does it well. And you're talking about something like bonding, veneer, something that actually alters the tooth itself, even orthodontics, like moving the teeth around. The person really needs to know what they're doing. They need to understand the bite, the occlusion, how the teeth fit together, and not only how to make it look pretty, but also how to make it last long term for the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So experience and a feeling that the provider, the doctor knows what they're doing and actually cares about the person. Two most important things.
Oh, okay. I see. I see. And then, like you said, you can find that out a lot from reviews and everything
I
like
think
that.
reviews can tell a lot. Obviously, you still have to meet the people and vet them to some degree, but you can get a sense pretty well by reading and triangulating what's out there.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for sharing your input on
Of
that.
course. My
And
pleasure.
I guess, well, I think you kind of answered it already, but like, what are the latest trends in cosmetic dentistry that you think will appeal to the 15 to 25 demographic, if there isn't any, like, if like besides whitening?
Besides, I mean, whitening is just sort of the goal. Everybody wants whitening. I mean, Invisalign is so popular, and I think it is a good reason because if the person can be compliant, I think it's a way better approach than braces as long as the doctor knows what they're doing and gets a good result. And really, those are the two big things. I mean, have I had 25-year-olds? I haven't had anybody 20 or under do veneers, let's put it that way. I've had some patients who were like early 20s, around 25, 26, who a lot of them, for whatever reason, and I do it, but they have to know that you're going to get maybe 20 years max, roughly. So at 45, it's going to be replaced. So that's why the approach needs to be planned out well, ideally conservative and minimally invasive, and not doing a lot to the teeth themselves.
I see, I see. So Invisalign and whitening, you don't recommend anything else other than that?
There's just, it's not that I don't recommend, it's just not that many other things besides like veneers or bonding. I mean, I've seen some patients come in with those little tooth jewel things.
Oh,
You know, I mean, they like it. I think it's silly and it could do some, you know, it's hard to clean around. It could cause some other issues. So I don't recommend stuff like that.
I see. I see. Well, thank you so much for that input. And I guess, can you share a personal success story of a cosmetic dental transformation that you found like particularly impactful or rewarding?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I have so many. Doing this kind of dentistry is life changing for the patient, and that's what keeps me energized and fulfilled. I love it. It's so much different than just doing, you know, fillings and crowns all day or cleaning teeth. When you can change the way things look and feel for a person, their demeanor, their confidence changes. So with a lot of my veneer cases, that's what we see all day long. Even with orthodontics, just by straightening the teeth and changing the way the teeth fit in the face, making it healthy and functional, person looks better. It's you can just see them change, and it affects their life.
No, yes, for sure. I think teeth, like we mentioned earlier, it's just like so much of your confidence, and it's great to see that you're doing like so much great stuff. So,
Love it. I do. It's my thing, and I really enjoy it.
and then this is my last question for you.
Sure, fire away.
So you've lived and worked in both New York City and Las Vegas. I was wondering which one you personally liked better.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes.
I love the fact that I'm from New York originally, but I wouldn't live anywhere else right now. I love being in Las Vegas. Best thing I ever did was moving here. We moved here in 20, end of 2012. So I had sold my practice in New York. My wife got pregnant and moved and bought my practice all within a year and a half time period. And it's been amazing.
Oh no, yes, for sure. But
Great to go back to New York and visit for a couple of days, but then I'm definitely ready to come back to sunshine and mountains. So,
I mean, what are some of the living differences you've seen?
how much time you have? No, just kidding. Inconvenience, expense, crappy weather, taxes, a pace of life that wears on you over time. Not everybody smiling and being friendly. I mean, it's so different. It's so
Oh,
different.
I see, I see.
I think everyone should spend some time in the city just to appreciate how great living in a place like Vegas really is.
No, for sure. I love Vegas so much. But
Love it, right? Yeah. I mean, what a
yeah.
great place to be from. I mean, we're spoiled. We really are.
But thank you so much for coming on the
My
interview.
pleasure. Thank you. It was great.
Yes, it was great. And thank you. And that is it for our Dentistry for Kids podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Dentistry for Kids podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share with a family member or friend. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel too. Help us complete our mission to see bright smiles from all around the world. Thank you.